And live from the future, from the southern slave, sunny Pacific island nation of New Zealand, buried in a news bunker, deep behind at least 2 inches of soot and dirt and scumbaggery. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on American Freedom Radio. Today is a very auspicious occasion. We always have a delayed broadcast of some description lined up. But the elections have just happened in New Zealand. Yes. Oh, the wonder, the glitz, the glory, the glamour. It's a small country, all the F way down in the middle of no buck tooth anywhere. What the heck does it matter? Well, a lot of things get tested here in New Zealand, giving women the vote, trying a social welfare system, giving up carbon taxes, for example, and then use that as a credibility juncture to get other countries to switch to their carbon taxes with lying politicians and everything, selling it down the throats of the green, worshipping, wonderful wonderland of the public. There's a picture on Guerrilla Media and the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com under the humour tab, I think, of three pigs labelled public eating from a trough that the mainstream media are holding a big hose marked BS that they're spewing into the trough, and the pigs marked public are eating it up, and they're all dirty and disgusting. And behind them, there's a little doorway that says Guerrilla Media, the way out. Get your freaking facts straight when you're going to vote. Honestly, track record. How long have people been around? What the heck have they been talking about the whole time? Have they changed what they've been talking about the whole time? Sounds exactly like most politicians that we have in Parliament, which is the very reason why you don't think that it's even worth voting for. And about 35% of people not turn up to vote. And I think in the United States, this would be a record voter turnout if 65% of the people came down to vote. No, this is really bad for New Zealand. And there are talks of blaming the polls. You know, they say, oh, this massive party's got like 50% in the polls of these lists of pituitary retards that we call up and ask very stupid freaking questions that don't freaking matter or talk about the real issues. And we're going to parade it in front of you as if it's what everybody thinks and what everybody should think and what everybody should believe. Now, I'd say if 50% of the country actually really wanted to vote National, wouldn't have 50% of the country voted National? Imagine what, like a minority voted in government. Imagine if the elections were only like 10%. 10% of people actually care about what the heck goes on in that country. And the rest of them are just like, we'll have another beer. You know, and I respect that lifestyle too, man. Be rude not to. But on the other hand, how long are you going to be able to afford that beer? How long is it going to not be under prohibition? How long are you going to have a frickin' job, mate? How long is your job going to be outsourced for? You know, think about being destitute. You may have a car, you may have a house, but just one visit from a naughty person in a uniform or a suit can change all that. One person from a government agency or the other. You'd be surprised how easily things can be taken off you these days. You know, if you got a mortgage, allegedly there's some description of fine print where if you sign on the dotted line and you agree to payments and everything like that, they could still call in the whole loan if they so choose it. Think about that. Who's got the money to pay for their house that they've got a mortgage on right now? Well, they've got all the money together. Sweet. Got my house. If not, every dollar that you paid into that will just simply get seized. You'll be kicked down the street. Everything you've been paid for like 10, 15 years. Now, there's a reason to think about voting or not voting. If you're not going to vote, then by all means cast a protest vote of no confidence. You can't be bothered voting. You can at least be bothered, get your ass down there to say, I can't be bothered. To their face. Wouldn't that seem like a better idea? Is it that stressful once every 3 years or something to get out and vote? But then again, if the whole game truly is rigged, are you better to not vote at all? And I say no, because silence is taken as consent. You disagree with the things that are happening with your country. Take some steps to change that fact. Otherwise, we should quite possibly profit off of this apathy. By forming the Apathy Party, vote for us if you just don't give a Who cares, is the question. If your country's becoming destitute, your assets are being sold off, there's more poison in your water supply than you'd expect in a concentration camp, you're living in an environment where it is very expensive just to stay alive and requires you to work, one that inevitably gets you into monstrous amounts of debt. So what are you then? You're in a forced servitude basis. Even if you've got enough money to cover yourself, even if you own what you got, you still got to work to survive, don't you? That's all you have to keep doing. And you don't have a choice about it. You know, some people might have trust funds or other things of which they're beneficiaries. But the majority of people don't have kind of like residual wealth that's been built up over generations. So what happens to them? Well, they should at least be able to work their way up. But you can't really do that anymore. Whole system's keyed into keeping you in a box. You're from South Auckland. You're from East LA. You're from Phoenix. Doesn't matter. You're always putting everybody into these all little separate boxes. Aren't they beautiful? You know? There's a person, there's a person, there's a person, there's a person. Everybody's just a random number or a description of catalogued ideology. If you really look at somebody and if you really talk to them, a lot of people aren't what they appear. And yet people go around judging everybody just by looking at them. As if the appearance is what really matters. Why? Do people value that? Because when you look at the politicians that they vote for, it quite literally is about the appearance and the behaviours of basically one person, the party leader. How can you have so much trust by so many to so few? Are you sacrificing your own ability to make decisions in your own freaking life by the person you next vote in? Like, these people are going to take my rights off me. These people are going to take my land off me. These people are going to take my kids from me. Okay? That's essentially what we vote for. We don't vote for what we're going to get out of the government. We vote for what the government takes off us. It's inextricable. We've been reduced to it as if no thought pattern exists in your entire mind regarding where your country is going. People have an innate unawareness of their surroundings. They have no clue about how everything in the world links together and sort of works. It's all operated upon by a base principle of assumptions. The chief being, I assume that because it got it onto the news, that it was true. And why are people always voting in reasonable numbers, mind you, for these ex-banker, absolutely filthy, trashy, disrespectful, dodgy clowns? And it's every single time. They've all got the same haircut. They've all got the same freaking suit. Colour of skin might change over here or there, but they're all the same. Why? Why? If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll only have what you've always had. And every single time people go in a certain direction, and there's usually only two paths, both of them bad, it inevitably screws them over. It's as if they have no option but to literally sacrifice themselves and play a part in their own demise. And so they choose to not vote. Now, see, I can understand it now. Although, with this election in New Zealand, the most important thing I think people should realise is that because the national government was going to get in, you know, and they're going to sell off all our assets, all you got to do is elect the two most annoying troublemakers that you could ever conceive of to be a thorn in their side. And that would be Horne Harawira and Winston Peters. Winston Peters, absolutely against the bankers. He's basically the Ron Paul in New Zealand. You know, he's a lawyer. Ron Paul's a doctor. They've both been in Parliament a long time. Both had a long track record of cutting back on government spending and keeping them out of people's lives, you know, and retaining sovereignty. Okay. Nothing could be further from John Key's way of thinking. So that's the reason you vote for them, to get them in there, knowing that they're going to be a minority government, just so you can watch them have a go at him. Every freaking day that he tries to destroy this country, there he'll be going on about it, absolutely ripping seven colours of Shiite Muslim out of it, Winston Peters and Horne Harawira. That's what I'm talking about. It's like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul in the US House of Congress talking about how bad the debt is, taking out some real risky as moves, talking about conspiracy theories and stuff. And by conspiracy theory, I mean a theory that powerful people who have a lot of influence use their power to gain more influence. That's a conspiracy theorist in a nutshell. And I think it's actually a pretty decent assumption, isn't it? Because it's often more accurate, particularly when you're talking about politicians. And if to annoy them, just to make sure that when they wake up in the morning, they're like, oh, I have to go through this again. Just make their life frickin' miserable. Hey, because they'll make your life frickin' miserable, mate. There's no doubting it. Dog them with megaphones. The whole kibbles and bits. Each of these people should be run out of town with torches and pitchforks and megaphones and whatnot. That would be freaking hilarious. I'd love to see the footage of somebody chasing down a corrupt politician in a freaking mob. Not to kill or or to maim or anything like that, but just because it'd be freaking hilarious. Literally getting marched out of town by his entire neighborhood. Come on, boy, get out of here. You know, where would he go? He'd be like, bugger. I guess I'll have to go back to Bohemian Grove. Eh. There's a thing about this. Voting business. Is if you have a look at the people who you're voting for, you realize that they all belong to the same clubs. You know, they go way back. It's like you're governing a household with your brother or something. You know, they're not opposed to each other. They're a freaking team. Just passing the ball to the other person. Still heading through. Ain't going to stop. Unless you figure out what the real game is. Real game is not to look at this fanciful left and this fanciful right, because there's no difference. They're all the same kettle of fish. And so you got to find out who the heck realizes that reality too, and give them your support in the form of a vote. Or realize that the whole game is rigged and say bugger it. I guess you got to decide. You listen to the Million Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Show that's all about tortellini and scumbaggery. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show, right here on American Freedom Radio.
Coming at you live with the Godfather music and all. Right here, complete in one package. The best radio show in New Zealand is the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting on American Freedom Radio, because unlike Afghanistan, we don't like tall poppies in New Zealand. Apparently, you know, if the poppies are tall enough in Afghanistan, you don't have to bend down so much and break your back when you have to bleed them for the CIA contractors. You know, everything's a fraud. I have a propensity to exaggerate the problems, because the biggest problem of all is that you virtually can't exaggerate the problems. They're that monstrous. It's terrible. This is the insanity of it. As a friend of mine, Graham Axford, says, the scumbaggery of it all. We've indeed started up a new Facebook group in honor of this phenomenon called Scumbaggery. So if you have Facebook, search for Scumbaggery, Scumbaggery, as in the motives or modus operandi or behaviors of a scumbag. Search for Scumbaggery. And I would also like to mention a very proud moment. Winston Peters has indeed returned to Parliament with like 80 MPs or something of that nature. And it's going to be very amusing to see every single thing being done will be done under the watchful eye of the Ron Paul of New Zealand, Winston Peters. It'll be great. However, as a radio show host talking about political commentary and whatnot, it's almost beneficial for the national government to get back in. You know why? Because I get to freaking expose even more of the crap that they're doing and have done and try to discredit them by getting the freaking truth out. All that needs to be done in order to rectify a situation of a nest full of lies is to shine a bit of truth on it, and she'll wither away amidst it. So all you got to do to expose these people is just tell the freaking truth. And don't just tell it, shout it. Get it the heck out there. Digitally if necessary. In fact, digitally is now necessary. Yep. If you can't do your protest and get some footage of it, or a recording of an interview-esque type conversation or something like that, you know, just pretend to be professional. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, have some fun. And you can edit a video out of it. And it's a great way to record your events and your political activities and put them up for public scrutiny and for people to talk about. This is what I did. And ultimately, it doesn't become about you anymore. It becomes all about the other people. My goodness. Have you seen how some of these activists live? Living off the whiff of a smell of an oily rag. For a decade. Endlessly going through paperwork and documents and making banners up and attending protests and public speaking and all this stuff. It is a full-time job, okay? And then when they ask for money, people say, oh, that's pretty stupid or anything, you know, because you want to do something. You know, this is what happened to a few people on comments and stuff like that. It's pretty out of this world. When we ask for when I ask for donations and stuff like that, freaking heck, they poured in. I was freaking like, I couldn't believe it. There's something like $1,300 that's been donated since last week, and the target's 2,000. So we definitely need to fill that up, if possible, to get us into a new studio, so I'm not, because I'm getting kicked out, and just really need to continue doing my important work, because nobody else in New Zealand is doing it yet. That's basically it. If you support New Zealand having an alternative media that's actually covering the bases, please, on my honour and so forth, and prestigious track record of interviewing some of the biggest names in Patriot Talk Radio, you go to the featured interviews page of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and there's George Norrie, Lindsay Williams, G. Edward Griffin, Bob Chapman, Webster Tarpley, for the New Zealand listeners, Tom Brown, and we've got Steve Quayle, Rick Simpson, the Janet and Stuart Swerdlow, Len Horowitz, Sherry Kane, Jason Burmis, Stan Deo, Ian Wishart. It's there are a veritable feast of fantastic guests that we have on this show. Okay, and I can't take credit for it, to tell you the truth. It's actually all been mostly either suggested by listeners or gotten for me by other people who have heard the show and liked it and wanted to bring them on. Okay, I'm just kind of like sitting here facilitating it. I don't really have a producer at the moment, so I have to organize all these interviews and all that kind of stuff. But it ain't a hell of a lot of work as long as there's a contact information. You can just send out an automatic email. And this is another thing, if you're running a radio show and you're doing it by yourself, the easiest and fastest way to do it is you want to pre-type and pre-plan your introduction emails, okay? So you want to tell them who you are, you want to tell them what your broadcasting platform is, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Twitter and Facebook and what have you, but put in a little bit of background, like if you're on American Freedom Radio, for example, put the link there for them and say it's like really well up. It's like in the top 100,000 or something like that in the world or American charts. So think about it. What have you got? And more to the point, what do you need from your guest? Do you want an hour? Do you want a half an hour of an interview? Do you want to give them the time frame and exactly what time of night it would be in your time zone or in theirs? You know, these are really important things. You know, you've got to include all your contact information, like your Skype. Skype's a really good one if you're running an international radio show, okay, because you can call up people for free anywhere in the world. And a lot of people who are activists and commentators and things like that are now using Skype. And even if they don't use Skype, it's so freaking easy that you can just send them to Skype.com and they suddenly have it. Okay, it's not that hard. You've just got to really think about things before you do them and think, what's going to save me time? Your time is absolutely precious to you. Do not, under any circumstances, sit there and think that writing out a long email each time you want to invite just one guest, as opposed to copy-paste something that's generic and just add the person's name onto it, okay? And then if they reply, you want to also have a response email to that. Like if you've got a request decline or a request accept, they agreed to come on the radio show. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Here's the little rules or what have you for the broadcast. So you're under FCC regulations. If you're not, of course, you're on Blog Talk or internet only or a private podcast, you can just say what you want, basically, on air. And you ultimately want to just make sure that when you're doing your interviews, you can record them off Skype. There's a Skype recorder program. You can either do a pre-recorded or you can just bring them on live. And live's much easier because, basically, you don't have to go through the editing process. It's just like, here we go, and it's done. Live is much preferable, as far as I'm concerned. And it's just simply the amount of work. That's why you'd do something live if you're going to do like a talk show or something like that. Much easier to just do it every day. Because a lot of the people who do podcasting or what have you, they don't do like 5 pre-recorded shows a week. They might do 1, 2, 3, you know, varies. But you've got to factor in the amount of work that you're putting in. Now, how difficult is it? Do you have enough time off? Because a lot of people, they forget about their families to a certain degree. Forget about their loved ones. You know, stop chipping in. And start leaning on other people. You know, you really got to sustain yourself to a degree. And it can be really difficult. You know, it'll be probably the hardest thing you'll go through. Sort of like the poverty of being an activist of some description. And ultimately, it's about being innovative. And again, coming back to that principle, what's going to save me time? How much time do you have, really, to set up radio scheduling? Yeah, ultimately, not a lot. So you want to do it as quickly as possible and you come away with the result. A lot of people need these kind of, I don't know, barriers between themselves and an audience. I'm just like, anybody can call me up, we have a chat. Sweet ass. You know, I talk, that's what I do. And I listen. Well, that's a freaking try to. Because ultimately, if you're not talking to people, if you're not listening to people, then you're probably going to lose touch with them, don't you think? And that's what happens with all these corrupt politicians. They just lose touch. You know, you're not the most important part of their life. You know, I feel that listener contributions and things like that to the show are probably the most important. because the majority, easily the majority of the guests have been suggestions from listeners. You know, or are they activists that I've met and gone to and seen at protests and what have you? You really do have to get kind of a broad base, assumptions or commentary or what have you, across the entire spectrum, whether it be coast-to-coast AM-ish, you know, like really into the paranormal and the strange, or whether it's just down dirty in the details with the private investigator that's investigating the Prime Minister. You'll find it here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And again, it's not me doing it. It's the listeners, the people who contribute, the people who call in. You know, I kind of just facilitate. That's what I really want to do is I've figured out my whole life. All right, up to this point, I think. Whenever I was, I can be a bit annoying sometimes, or at least I could be back in the day. And I do put a lot of people off, I think. Yeah, some people just didn't like me. And it was always authority figures that would come up to me and shaft me in some way. And it was very rare for anybody to stick up for me. And kind of develop some sort of victim mentality, I think. You know, wanting for punishment. Blatantly naive. Like, seriously. You know, cops busted me and they asked me, what have you got? And I was just saying, you know, I admitted absolutely everything right then. Boom. Jail. And, well, fortunately, I didn't actually spend a day in jail, day in the cells, but, you know, just to go to court, knowing that your freedom's on the line. It's intensely stressful, especially when you're 19. You know, a lot of people go through terrible stuff all over the place, way worse than what I went through. And they still pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and just go, okay, how can I make sure that doesn't happen to a lot of other people? You know, so I go into talk radio. Yeah, got to talk about all the nasty stuff that goes down, otherwise you'll never see it coming. We'll be right back after the break. 402-237-2525.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
They're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Have your dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. Have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, give me a whiskey sour. Yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me, if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Lewis Black there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, broadcasting live from the future from New Zealand. It's already a day ahead, and from those of you on the other side of the dateline, don't worry, I'm sure you'll catch up eventually. Speaking of catching up, have you known people who are walking around and they're trying to wake people up, you know, and that's all they talk about? I want to wake people up. I want to wake people up. Okay. See, that's not my buzz. I'm not really interested in going up to a belligerent, incredibly foolish person and having them snap at me and maybe even assault me. Who knows? In the process of trying to wake them up. Generally, it's not the case, you know. I want to go for those people who are already receptive, you know, those people who know that there's something going on, but they just don't know quite what, you know, pick your battles, you know, fighting a losing battle is not a good idea, unless, of course, you're doing it on videotape, in which case it's freaking hilarious sometimes. And also quite shocking, because it reveals just what happens with some people's brains. You know, like Danny Bonaducci. All right, Mark Dice sits down next to him and talks about 9/11 being an inside job and what have you, and Danny Bonaducci just starts absolutely swearing his face off right at him, you know, just unbelievable. Just this whoomph, this flame that comes up out of nowhere, and it's a burning inferno of rage. Absolutely incredible. And, you know, this will happen to you. If you go out there and you start telling the truth to people, you'll offend both sides of the argument every time. Okay? That's the consequence of the truth. Having both sides of the stupid-ass wrong argument hate you. Well, I don't care if you hate me, because you're wrong. Okay? You're a coincidence theorist. You think that everything happens by sheer freaking coincidence, don't you? You know? As if the buildings built themselves without an architect. It is very, very foolish. And this is what the zombie public, who do not lust after brains, they lust after Starburst, you know? It's not brains. It's more like Starburst, you know, kind of like a clown type zombie with a very scary, sketchy voice. That's the kind of New Zealand public we're talking about here. Unbelievable shallowness of thought, and you hear it all over them. You hear it all over. Okay, all these people calling up to talk radio. Going, I'm so proud to live in a country that's governed by John Key. When I go to sleep at night, I don't need to worry about anything because John Key is running the country. And he's just so fantastic. And he's done enormous amounts for this country. It's just every sentence is something that makes you recoil in utter disgust. Disgrace, fear, and then finally shame. A shame that this kind of person is that freaking stupid and that they're a citizen of your country. Right? The mind reels. The foolish, absolute stupidity. And of course, if you question one of these, zombified, fluoridated, vaccinated, Burger Kinged, Petrol 96. Douchebags. They will only repeat the exact same thing that they just said again and again and again back to you. As if repeating the same thing over and over enriches the enlightening experience of it all. John Key is a lying scumbag. John Key is a lying scumbag. And John Key is a lying scumbag. Did the repetition enlighten you somewhat to the possibilities of further thought and information? As opposed to John Key is a lying scumbag who used to work for Merrill Lynch and did all the foreign derivatives trading, which inevitably destroyed the world's economy. That's an information bracket right there. This is how you can communicate with people in a very quick succession by backing up your claims in the while you're making them. Okay, if you're going to be talking to people who you know aren't going to be receptive, you got to ask them a question, but before you let them answer it, you explain the question a little to give them the parameters of the answer that you want. Okay, when you come up with a question like that, they can't wriggle out of it. It's either a yes or a no. And if they do try and wriggle out of them, it means they're dodgy. Okay, you point a camera at somebody's face, ask them a question they may not want to answer truthfully, Well, something that you would wish they would answer truthfully. And that doesn't matter whether you're going after a good politician, somebody who you might support, or a scumbag who you want to expose and put in a tough position so that you can damage his credibility. Because he's selling out your country, and it's your job as a citizen journalist or whatever the heck you want to call it. I'm just Vinny with a camera, and I just go and do what I want. You know, I'm not rude to people or anything like that. I stick out like a sore thumb. It's not like I'm trying to hide or sneak up on you or anything like that. And that's all I got, ultimately. And that's all everybody's got. You see a lot of activists taking the opportunity nowadays to bail up their politician of description. Any business corrupt leader, they're guaranteed. If you're living today in a major city, there will be scumbaggery afoot at the highest levels. All right? All forms of eclectic scumbaggery, ranging from deep paranoid surveillance state plans and goodness knows what other regulations. It'll make life itself a very difficult prospect indeed. Don't think that qualifies as scumbaggery? It definitely does in my book. Because if you're trying to destroy the people's quality of life, what are you if not a scumbag? Well, seriously, these people have no qualities that are worthy of reverence. When you look at the whole picture, you can look at things in isolation and go, oh, that was actually a pretty good thing that he did there. And then you have a look at the entire picture and it's like, whoa, man, imagine the crap that he caused so he could justify doing that tiny little one bit of good. It's because these people don't do any research. None. If it just magically appears in front of them, oh, okay, well. But they won't be forced to read anything or watch a DVD or anything like that. Maybe a few ads or what have you. Or even if they're really, really onto it, they might actually attend a meeting and believe the stuff that these people are telling their own voters. You know, their own party members. Okay, you're all being sold out from the inside. That's why you shouldn't really think about trusting a leader. Okay, leaders can be corrupted, everybody can, especially when they got copious quantities of power like the New Zealand Prime Minister does. All right, when he comes in, hand-picked, unelected cabinet, boom, right in there, he gets to appoint them to any ministerial position he wants. You know, they'll be the head of energy, the head of, I think it was the corrections minister, was the same person as the police minister, okay? Don't you see a conflict of interest there? It's like two edges of scissors that are cutting off the people from being able to do anything to their government. Cracking down is precisely what they did. They brought in shipping containers to house prisoners like their livestock cargo bound for a Chinese dinner plate. It's unbelievable. The level of scumbaggery, skullduggery, and filthmongering that goes on at the highest levels. If I was to give you $500 and say, go do something debauched, hey, imagine if I gave you $5 million. Imagine the quantitative increase in the level of scumbaggery with that amount of money. You get up to a lot worse. And they do. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back after the break. 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
One It is now hour number two.
Hello, Vinny.
Hello, Alan. We have a guest here for your ladies and gentlemen calling into us from the Uber Kingdom, otherwise known as the UK, the ultimate in scumbaggery. And he joins us now for the formation of the hour. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself, his full name, and what he's all about.
Hello, Vinny. My name's Alan. I'm from the original Sensible Seed Company, originally from Wales. And now we're living in Spain, southern Spain. We were the first company in Britain to set up an hydroponic shop and sell seeds. And eventually it led to a court case, which legalized cannabis seeds in Britain. And very substantial cost to us in money and in life. But we've got through that now, and we're looking forward to the future, and hopefully we can deal with some people in New Zealand and over in that way. And hope if they look.
Have you heard of it?
Sorry.
What we can do is hook up with the Dactory, which is opened up in Auckland. It's New Zealand's first cannabis cafe.
Oh yes, yes. There was one in Wales a long time ago, opened up by a friend of mine called Jeff Ditchfield, but the authorities didn't take too kindly to that, so I don't know what the law would state in New Zealand on that.
Well, they've been open for 3 years now.
Oh, very well.
And only been raided one time, and that was after they got in the front page of the local paper.
And how is the law in New Zealand on
we have the highest arrest rate per capita in the world.
Never.
And we treat small cannabis dealers, possession for supply, as seriously as manslaughter.
Oh, that's very strict laws there in New Zealand.
Well, considering 85% of the population from 15 to 25 has tried it, it's time to change the law.
Yes, yes, I think the law really, all of a sudden the plant was there for 350 million years, and then about 70 years ago, somebody with a bright idea from Egypt decided that it should be brought in under the narcotics law, along with opiates and other things like that. And, but I think world demand now and world opinion is changing a little bit on it, especially here in Europe. I know that the coffee shops in Holland at the moment are having a very difficult time with them changing the law there. But here in Spain, the law is very liberal towards it. You know, most people can have four plants in their household and not a problem at all.
Yeah. It's like that in South Australia as well. You're allowed five plants to yourself, and they can't take them.
Yes, but is there any kind of New Zealand, any organisation like there is in other parts of the world, like Norm?
Yeah, we've got Normal as well. The hemp store here is run by a guy named Chris Fowley, and one of the investors is a former member of parliament named Nandor Tanchos. And they produce a magazine called Normal News, gets distributed reasonably widely, and they run a little store where a chain where everything's made out of hemp in the store.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. There's a few of them now popping up in Britain. It's kind of a very big industry around the world, the hemp produces, you know. I think recreational use is a wrong road to go down in New Zealand. I think they should take more of the route, like in America, of medical use. And, you know, in America it seems to be working, even though they've had notification to shut down their cannabis dispensaries or marijuana dispensaries, whichever you prefer to call it.
I figure if you just let everybody grow whatever they want, then everybody will have their own, basically, and you'd thwart any massive real business or something coming out of there, wouldn't you? Because it'd just be virtually free. Like, it'd be like Basil.
Well, yes. And also it would stop the criminal element if people were allowed to grow their own. You know, I think that is a lot to do with legalization too. People think of the criminal element of it too, but that could be taken out of people's hands by growing their own, you know.
Exactly. Why would you want to go down the road to somebody who has a shotgun that they will point at you if you complain about the size of your baggie? Why would you want to do that when you could just go to, when you could just, you know, grow it in your closet or something legally, okay?
And they got these new seeds now. They're not new, but they're coming a big commodity selling point in Europe and starting to take off in America called auto-flowering. They grow and flower within 2 months.
Wow. How does that work?
Eh?
How does that work?
Well, they got an automatic where they've been crossed with a ruder relish, and obviously indica and sativa, and then crossed with a ruder relish. So they just go in the 12 hours, and they grow them for 12 hours instead of 18, and then knocking them down to a flowering time of 12. You just put them in 12 on 12, and they start flowering automatically. They're called automatics. And, you know, they're not the yield of a normal red plant, but, you know, they are becoming a very big poplar plant in Europe. We sell quite a lot of them, automatics, and, you know, a lot of companies now are turning to them to breed them.
Well, it seems that this is the industry to be in, and it basically always has been, because, you'd really, really, really have to get somebody quite ticked off about the cost of their timber and cotton and various other products and whatnot if you were to endorse hemp, because it kind of sweeps the board with every single one of them. It's more profitable, it's more durable, it's renewable, you can do it by yourself. It has all these major benefits that just put everybody else basically out of business, because they're just doing stuff in a completely irresponsible, inefficient, and frickin' foolish and destructive way.
I think so. But I think it's a way forward, Vinny, you know, and I hopefully, you know, down in New Zealand that they start catching on to some of this and you get some kind of lobby together and something like that to see if you could legalise it down there and, you know, and just grow to your heart's content. You've got the right tech, you've got the right climate, you've got everything in New Zealand. It's a place to come and grow.
Well, and incidentally, we also have a hole in the ozone layer, which allows more UV light through. And incidentally, when the cannabis plants react to UV light, they grow extra THC crystals on the buds. So it's also a good place to grow outdoors.
It would be a lovely thing, you know, but unfortunately the ozone layer is at the top of the world too.
That's right. It's like we're an apple being cored or something like that now, you know.
So, you know, Vinny, your own thoughts on legalization of it, what do you think? Do you think it'll ever come into New Zealand, or do you think it would...
There's been a lot of talk about it, especially of late. We've had the leader of the former leader of the National Party, who just kind of got in with by a massive majority, coming out and saying we should just decriminalise cannabis, and that got a bit of press coverage. And there's a long time standing in New Zealand to be fairly loose towards cannabis, like you can. It's at every party. It's in every second home. It's so prolific in its use that if you were to ask somebody, do you think cannabis will ever be legal in New Zealand? They will say, yeah, of course it'll be legal someday. And then you ask them again, why not do it now?
Well, I think now it's like everywhere else in the world, Vinny, is the pharmaceutical companies also are lobbying governments not to legalize it because of the money they lose. I got friends in Canada, and she had a car accident with a very bad head injury, and she was ending up, it was costing $29,000 Canadian dollars a year in medical treatment. And she packed in, taking all the medical pharmaceutical, and just uses marijuana. So a pharmaceutical company there was down $29,000. But there's thousands of people like this woman in America.
I love that. You know, doctor will say to you, look, I need $8,000 a month for your medication. And the guy says, no, I'm just going to sit at home and smoke weed.
Yes, basically. And you imagine hundreds of thousands of people doing this. The cost to the pharmaceutical companies is quite a substantial sum. And they lobby governments not to legalize it because it's not in their interest for cannabis to be legalized for them or their shareholders, let's just say, because it's a money-making machine, medicines. But if you can get it for free, nobody in their positions would want that or even like it to an extent, you know. But yeah, that's unfortunately how it is at the moment. But I think if people went, done it, and got some real people of interest behind it, and, you know, with all the studies they've got today and all the evidence they've got today, I think there could be a good match, but it would take a lot of people.
It's not the evidence that concerns me. It's the lies that concern me.
Yes, yes. The conspiracy.
Which I mean, you know, You look at the last goodness knows how many years of cannabis laws and the way it's been applied on people. It hasn't solved the problem. It hasn't even addressed the problem. In fact, it's made the alleged problem far worse. Okay, yeah. So even its stated intention, it does the exact opposite. So on that basis alone, bugger it, you know, throw it out, because that's the thing you should do. But on the other hand, what are they talking about here? Making it mandatory to go to jail for life if you get 3 strikes in LA or something. There's a story of some guy who went to jail for life for 3 joints.
I know, yes. I've seen a documentary on that, Vinny. You know, it's a stupid law because the only person who's being hurt with cannabis is yourself if you're doing any harm.
If that, you know, and point at somebody who's actually doing real harm to themselves.
Yes, you can inflict it on yourself, but you can with alcohol, because alcohol is a tax and a duty. And, you know,
well, exactly. I mean, you can die of an alcohol overdose, but you put enough weed in somebody, you know, say, all right, this is enough to kill you. You can't do it. Because by the time you've smoked, like, enough to even really come close to it or what have you, you would have just gotten sleepy and gone to bed.
Yes. It's impossible to overdose on cannabis. But, you know, people say it's psychological effect. I do not believe that, and I don't believe it leads on to other things. I've been smoking cannabis for 40 years, and I've never taken another drug. So it never led me onto any other drugs, and neither of a lot of my friends who smoked it. So this saying that it leads, it's that's to the individual. If people are weak-willed, it will lead. But
yeah,
the people want to take it in the first place, you know, is...
Well, if there's one thing I know about weed, is it brings people together.
Yes, yes, and I think that's what a lot of people don't like either, really, is a very sociable thing. You know, I've gone to Amsterdam on many occasions, and I've sat down in a coffee shop in Amsterdam, and I spoke with people from other parts of the world, because I was sat there smoking a bit of weed, and we just got talking. You wouldn't get that if you went into a bar, you know, drinking, you see. is a very sociable thing, and I think people who smoke weed have got a lot of, they got something in common with one another straight away in the first place, you know, so it do bring people together and socialize.
Well, particularly if it's in a criminal element, like something that happened with the Netherlands, interesting you should mention that. I think there's a million visitors from France every year that go to the Netherlands specifically to go to a coffee shop and smoke weed, okay? Get this. Yeah. When they did, in fact, allow the coffee shops to come in, the usage rate used to be about, I think it was a 1 in 8, I believe, and it dropped to 1 in 16 or somewhere thereabouts, or 1 in 20, you know, dramatic decrease. And they asked people, why? Why did you stop smoking weed after it wasn't illegal no more? And they say, well, you know, my social circles change. I wasn't required to hang around with other people just because we kind of like smoked weed together and that kind of stuff. And I went out and found new stuff to do. When you're engaging in a criminal activity, it's almost necessary to have other people who are your friends who know that you do this criminal activity with you, kind of thing. And that's just what tends to happen. You know, you cluster around birds of a feather and what have you. But sometimes the only reason why you're sitting with these people and talking with them is because you're high.
Yes, yes. It is a very sociable thing. And, you know, as you said, you go, I don't know if you've ever been to Amsterdam yourself. Have you ever been there?
No, and because of my drug conviction, I probably never will be ever able to go in my life, which is very unfortunate. So anyway, we'll be right back after the break. My very special guest from the Sensible Seed Company is Alan, and we'll be right back momentarily.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive
radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
No one's gonna save me.
Kicking it right in the Stormtrooper helmet. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, putting buckwheat in the headlock since 2010. And a very special guest, Alan from the original Sensible Seed Company. Is it Open Sensible or Open Sesame? I forget which.
Original Sensible Seed, yeah. We've been going for over 20 years, you know.
Is that one of those things, one of those company names that you say three times fast and it makes you say something funny?
I don't know. I've never tried to say it fast.
Original Sensible Seed Company, Original Sensible Seed Company. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll get there, But we've been doing it now for 20 years. We started off in Newport in South Wales 20 years ago. Because we was growing our own cannabis in Britain, and if we needed anything, we would have to get a ferry over to Amsterdam. And when we found we were going into the grow shops of Amsterdam, most of the people in there were British. Yeah, so what we done then, me and my brother-in-law, we sat down and we decided to open up a shop of our own, which eventually led to a very costly court case and time-consuming. And I was eventually charged with inciting people to cultivate cannabis through the means of advertisement. We had a very substantial fine put upon us. Not a fine, a compensation order. And due to this, it was put a lot of stress on the business and on our family lives and all. And after we finished paying the fine, my brother-in-law, Dave, was taken away. He had an heart attack and he died, unfortunately, through all the stress and the strain of the court case. And then after the court case, I didn't know really what to do to keep the business going or what to do. So I shut the business for a couple of years while I did just went round the world sampling seed and marijuana wherever I went and just see how it was. And then after this, then we moved to Spain and I decided to open up the seed company again. And when we looked, somebody took our name. We used to be called the Sensible Seed Company, but somebody took that name in our absence, so we've had to change our name to the original Sensible Seed Company. And people have got to know us. Our old customers are coming back. We're looking forward to a bright future, you know, because I think this industry now is just in the hold of taking off to a massive industry around the world, not just in Europe and America, but all around the world. As you can see by some of the inquiries and some of the sales we get, you know, they're from all around the world. So I think the business is expanding in the right direction, and I would like to be there at the forefront of it like we was at the beginning. And hopefully we can take it on and build bigger things with it.
Well, I think that's what comes to mind with most people who really kind of enjoy what they do is they get bored very easily with it, and the answer is always to just go bigger.
Yes, I never get bored. I've probably got one of the best jobs in the world, Vinny. It's a job I really enjoy doing, and I meet lots of people, weird and wonderful people from all over the world, and I go to a lot of shows around Europe and also Canada, and I enjoy there, and we go there and we meet other like-minded people, we discuss things, and I do love my job to an extent that I couldn't think of another industry for me to work in which I would enjoy, like I do this one.
I find that when you're in a industry that many people see as illegal or something like that, it puts that extra risk and the extra difficulty on you because of the mere fact that you could wind up in jail.
Yes, I nearly did at one point, but it's an industry, you know, that people have got to take notice of now, Vinny, because it's not your criminal element now who's growing and things like that. It's a normal man in the street who just can't afford to pay the prices people are asking for it. So they're growing 2-3 plants of their own, and it makes good sense for them economically, and for me it's good because people are buying more seed, obviously. You know, it's an industry, Vinny, and I think that if enough people get together, you know, it could put pressure on people in the right places to move it forward, to legalize the thing completely, because it's, you know, the money must be spent to keep it decriminalized is outrageous, you know, taking people to court and patrolling and searching borders, this, that, and the other, for, you know, something what grows in somebody's backyard. I think it's a very unjust law because the only victim is yourself. You know, if obviously smoking does harm to you, but so does cigarettes, so does alcohol, so does, you know, eating the wrong meats all the time. As long as you take things don't overdo things, let's just say, I think cannabis is fine for you. You know, I don't see why all this big problem is of people trying to ban it around the world for something, you know, popping there for millions of years. You know, it's just it's a stupid law, an unjust law.
Yeah. And wasn't it Martin Luther King that said, when injustice becomes law, what was it?
I'm not really sure, man.
Frickin' heck. It's when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty or something like that.
It is an unjust law, really, but, you know, people like myself, yourself, and lots of other people around the world, what they've got to realise is that there's a lot of people that smoke cannabis around the world. And if all these people just, you know, just standard to get together in some form of way, and, you know, just to lobby your MP, lobby whatever.
Or doobie them, whichever works.
You know, because, you know, the people who's in power now in these countries, they were smoking it in the 60s. You know, these old ones from Victorian age and all this are gone. The people in power now around the world, they're at the generation where I don't think they've seen cannabis as a bad thing, because they used it in university, college, their friends have used it, their family have used it, and things like that. Because it's coming now in everyday use in people's households around the world. It's, you know, not like it was many years ago where it was in a dark CD and somebody's front room with all the windows shut. And them days are gone. People are smoking it openly and things like that. And I think the law is lapsing in that way, but there's still that criminal element of, which is going to stagnate, the stigma to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to wipe out the gangs, all you'd have to do is really legalize it, because you'd snap it right out from under them.
Yes, yes. You know, and it would stop profiteering, it would stop a lot of things. Make a law that if people want to grow weed in their own home, four plants. Make it do yeah. first. You know, I think four plants is enough for anybody.
Well, the whole idea of decriminalizing is just stupid. Because you just wind up paying fines instead of doing anything. It's still perceived to be naughty, and they still can't buy it anywhere legally. So the entire criminal element still exists. It's the only reason why the governments and certain very limp-wristed advocacy groups are going for decriminalization rather than full legalization. Because all of a sudden, baby steps that basically mean nothing.
But, you know, like the cost of taking somebody to court and then giving them a £50 fine. It costs them £5,000 or £6,000 to take them to court and they fine them £50. Why don't they just, if it's an on-the-spot fine, you know, they're on the street, you get caught with a bit of weed, £50 fine on the spot.
Well, see,
something like that.
Yeah, but bugger that. I'd rather if I get caught with some weed, the cop would be like, hey, bro, I get off in a couple of hours, you want to have a sesh?
You know, but I think, really, we're at the stage now when
maybe the copper would give you a light or something.
Maybe the police in Stonewood, they're pretty laid back on things like that. You know, they don't bother you with a bit of weed at all.
We've got people up north here in New Zealand. They get pulled over and a cop searches them, grabs their ounce of weed, and while they're sitting there kind of like talking to them and stuff like that, the cop's rolling a cigarette and you can see the cardboard's been ripped off his packet of papers and stuff like that to roll roaches for his joints. Okay, it's just pretty straightforward, eh? And then they just drive off with the evidence and don't charge you. What do you think is going on here?
I did read a funny thing what happened in New Zealand not long ago, where the police found a load of cannabis plants and they started burning them and the smoke blew over the school and they had to shut the school down for the day. A couple of months ago in New Zealand, it was in one of the papers. So, you know, sometimes...
It happens... It happens regularly with the police, just in kind of like when they find big grows in the middle of nowhere or something like that, they just kind of tear them all out and get the helicopters in and whatnot, much the same as it is anywhere. And they do these big burn-offs sometimes. A friend of mine back when I was in high school told me that he watched the cops burning down this huge, massive pile of weed. And they were all standing downwind on purpose. And you know how cops kind of like they stand up very straight and very respectful and that kind of thing. And, you know, kind of look around sort of like security guards and whatnot. He just kind of noticed them very, very gradually slumping to one side.
See, in Britain, the police wouldn't do something like that. It would all be bagged up with numbers wrote on the bags and taken to a proper place and burning where no smoke can get out and all that. The British police are a bit different. They're not laid back at all, let's just say, about the situation. They take things very serious like that. But, you know, I found it quite funny that the law would have to go and shut the school down for filling it up with marijuana smoke. You know, but New Zealand.
Well, you know, imagine the strange consequences that would come out of an entire school full of stone children. Oh, wait a second. We've got those already.
I think it would be quite funny something to put on your show, Vinnie, but, you know, it's it is, back to the serious note, though. I think, you know, there's enough people in New Zealand, though, if you would like, you know, to start to get something together and lobby. There's lots of advice from around the world with other people. There's some very very intelligent and influenced people in that norm.
Well, we've talked to the... there was a commission of inquiry appointed to discuss exactly this thing about whether or not we should liberalise our laws towards cannabis. And they came up with the conclusion, yes. And then the government came up with the conclusion, no. So how do you kind of get that? They paid $9 million to reject their proposals, right? And it's just a clear-cut, frickin' liars, pants on fires, desperately in need of a convenient political distraction kind of show, you know?
Yes, yes. But, you know, that money, that $9 million could have been spent on more use on educating people on drugs.
I reckon they could have actually bought enough weed to sustain a lot of the New Zealand's current cannabis smokers, New Zealand, and they probably would have voted for them.
Yeah.
Vote for us. We gave you a 50 bag.
Is it expensive in New Zealand?
Oh, it's usually by the gram. Like if you're buying 1 gram, it'll be about $20 New Zealand. If you're buying 3 grams, it'll be like 50. 8 grams is like 100. And an ounce would be anywhere from $250 to $400, depending on the season and the size of the ounce.
Oh, that would... that's very expensive.
It's very expensive, yeah. And allegedly, some people would say it's worth it. You know, the quality of New Zealand's yes. greenery. We have a lot of very talented growers in this country, and I think that's due to the number eight wire mentality, as is known here. We used to be a kind of a colonial state, so if something breaks down or gets destroyed, you have to fix it yourself, and you have to figure out what the heck is going on. It's the number eight wire mentality. We'll be right back after the break. TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us.
Down to the reverberating rhythmic rasps of the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It is a very lovely day because of my guest, Alan, from the original Sensimilia Seed Company. The Sensible Sensimilia Seed Company. Well, we'll just see if we Google that and see if you come up. You know, that'll be interesting.
Yes, if you Google us, we do come up the original Sensible Seed Company. Sensi Seed Company, we might come up because we pretty well established now on the internet on a lot of pages. Yeah, but yeah. You know,
and you can. You can sample his wares at ridiculously large amount of frickin' weed growing everywhere.com.
Yes, yes. And at the moment, we got special offers on our site. If people spend €50 on them, they get 3 free seed. And if they spend over €50, they get 5 free seeds. So they're getting twice as much money back in seed as they are what they're spending. So it's a good deal at the moment on our site.
That's right. We have your seed dealer on the air here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And, when you think about it, isn't it just like the perfect pretext, like the drug war? If you wanted to make sure that you could just, you know, rip people's liberties right off them, take their rights away and what have you, just kind of on an arbitrary, I just can make it up off the top of my frickin' head basis, drug laws, beautiful.
The drug wars, I don't think there's ever a winner of that. Especially not the Americans. They didn't win the drug wars at all. I think they lost.
Well, it's because you can't win a drug war. It's like a war on terrorism because you don't know who the frickin' enemy is.
Yeah,
and as Plato said, only the dead have seen the end of war.
Yes. But the enemy in the drug war is a normal person in the street who just wants to get stoned. You know?
Yeah, not exactly.
Anybody, yes. It's an impossible war to win. I mean, I think they should sit down at the table now and come to some peace plan or something or whatever. I don't really know, but it has gone on long enough, and they, you know, they've realised that they cannot win it because the amount is quadrupling every year. The amount of people, more people, and as you know. If people can't have a forbidden thing, they want it. And I think, you know, because it is illegal, people want it more, or they want to try it more, because it's the edge of some breaking the law, which people might get excitement from. I don't really know. But I think if they did legalize drugs or decriminalize it to a certain thing, I think the percentage of people using it would drop because a lot of people take things and do things because it is against the law. So, you know, they should have to sit down and real think about this, you know, not just at local government, this at the UN or whatever. You know, and try to save some of this money.
See, this is the problem. It's that was actually the reason why the guy from the Law Commission told me that we'd never be able to really legalize cannabis in New Zealand is because we were locked into an international agreement through the UN.
Yes, yes, this is right. And it started in the 20s when they had a big conference on opiates. To ban opiates and things like that. And then what they done, then somebody brought in hashish, said, it, you know, people who smoke hashish, they get chronic hashish and whatever. And so they decided to chuck that into. And then in the 60s, they had another debate, which most of the West or civilized world at the time signed to make seed and fibre exempt from the drug law. So this is why the seed, you can buy seed, you can do what you want with seed, but you can cultivate it. That is the law in most countries. But, you know, they should have another one of these meetings and just say, listen, let's keep the opiates and this against the law, but I think it's about time we decriminalise or, you know, make cannabis legal or decriminalise with some kind of where You know, you've got a lot of people who can't travel to America because they've got a cannabis conviction, who have lost their jobs because they've got a cannabis conviction. You know, and it's not really you're not really breaking a law as such, you know, you're not doing harm to any, it's a victimless crime. But people are being punished for it very heavily by losing their jobs if they get caught with it on a blood test. If they get caught with it, they can't go to certain, they can't get this job, they can't travel to that country and things like that. So, you know, being bust with cannabis can take a very heavy toll on somebody's livelihood. But if these laws was changed, these people could just go about their normal business with not a worry in the world because they just likes to get stoned now and again, maybe on weekends, maybe during the week.
Well, see, and this is the thing, when people come out and protest and what have you about this, it's generally just kind of young males, some of which are not employed, who basically sit there and they almost play the token card, so to speak, for all those people in professional roles like doctors, nurses, lawyers and administrators, judges, politicians, etc., who can't come out and say, yes, I smoke cannabis and I support it being legalized, because if they do, they'll lose their blooming job.
Yes, yes. And I think this is why in Europe, because I think Europe have taken the recreational power of trying to decriminalise it. So you're not going to get influenced people, doctors and MPs and things like that, because as you said, they are worried about their livelihoods. But if they went down to medical, like in America, and then doctors would get on board, people of influence, senators, MPs or whatever, would get on board and put their hand up and say, yes, let's legalise it for medical use. You know, like I've got friends who suffer with multiple cirrhosis. They have a smoke of weed and they're fine. You know, but they're worried about getting caught with it. And the people who get it for them, they're worried about what would happen to them. Would they be charged with supply for giving somebody with multiple cirrhosis a bit of relief? So, you know, there's a lot of...
You see, this is the difference thing, you know. If you're smoking weed, it might be to help your multiple sclerosis, right? But if you're drinking alcohol, you only end up with multiple cirrhosis.
Yes. Yes, but unfortunately, alcohol is accepted in most places because of, you know.
And they say, oh, it's just, it's alcohol's traditional. It's been used for thousands of years. It's like, hold on. Has it been used for 10,000 years?
Yeah. Well, 8,000 years ago, the Chinese apparently was using hemp to live off. You know, basically, it was their diet, it was their clothing, it was everything, their buildings, everything. You know, long before alcohol was about, I think, you know, marijuana being about. And, you know, but for some, you know, would have just been here for millions of years, and then all of a sudden, it's fine, it's a bad, you know, plant.
Yeah. It's kind of like burning tomatoes. Have anybody died from tomatoes? No, I don't think so. Okay, let's ban it, because it's obviously dangerous and heaps of people are using it. We're coming to the end of the show now here, Alan, so if you would plug your website, and thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Vinny. I've enjoyed your company, and I hope the listeners have enjoyed it too, and hopefully we can come back and speak with Vinny again, because it's been an honour to be on here, and I've really enjoyed it. And if any of you people would like to get hold of us, we're the Original Sensible Seed Company.com. And we're open for business 24 hours a day on the internet.
And they're all, which means they're even open at 4:20 in the morning.
Yes. And hopefully that, you know, some of you people will drop in and have a look at their site and see if we can help you in some way.
And all right. And okay, thank you very much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your continued support. Check it out at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and gorillamedia.co.nz. And also check out Mr. News Gorilla Media on YouTube there. We'll see you again sometime.